It's probably comics. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Link.
And this is our weekly segment, What's in the Box?
And I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's in the box?
Where we talk about what was... I can't even do it.
What is that? I don't even know what song that is.
Four Non Blondes.
You know, by Alanis Morissette. No, it's not Alanis Morissette.
Four Non Blondes.
Yeah.
it's, you know, by that new hit song by Katy Perry. You know.
No. Hey,
I don't really know their work.
What's going on?
That's all their work. That's their work.
Can I say hey?
Is that a 90s tune?
I don't even know. It just reminds me of Point Mountain. No, nothing.
You really don't know. Oh man,
God, what are you?
What are you? You need to Google that song and find a way to splice it in with us singing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cut.
Look for that.
Cut.
You didn't even clip it. That's what's so great. You're not even clipping it. Now that clipped it.
Yeah, I think I just ruined my microphone.
Good. Good. Good.
So. So this is our weekly segment where we talk about what was in our pool boxes. Yeah. And so what we did is we took all of our comics and we put them in one big stack, and we're going to go through them one by one and tell you what we thought.
It's a big stack.
Yes,
it
really
is a big stack.
I think what was the average? 15? How many did you
have? I had like 13.
I had 15.
The average is exactly 15. I had 17.
All right. We're going to start off with a biggity bang at Wolverine and the X-Men number 6, Jason Aaron and Charles B. Wong. I'm still giving him a first name. Sorry. Trust me, I think it's hilarious, and so does America. Wolverine and the X-Men, good stuff this week.
Good stuff. Great stuff, actually.
Yep. Totes.
No, yeah, Wolverine and Kid Omega go to, what, the planet Sin?
The planet Sin.
Which
gamble.
Is somehow in our galaxy, yet not, doesn't
it's
show
on the outskirts.
Up. Outskirts?
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, you're just thinking about our solar system.
Oh, Milky Way. Okay.
Milky Way is much bigger than that.
Indeed.
Because I thought that, I was like, wait a minute.
But you've got this whole Brew side plot that I'm really into.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Because, Brew's been my favorite student since I found him.
Yeah.
Like, since I saw him, I was like, he's going to be my fave.
He's awesome.
And now he's getting real important.
Well, when Brood started showing up, I knew. I was like, oh, it's going to be, Brew's going to be awesome.
So. Yeah. It was really good. The Kitty Pryde stuff, still great. Yeah. And Wolverine and Kid Omega's banter, super good.
Banty.
I like that Kid Omega's a Charlie Sheen type character where he gets with like two
Winning.
Ladies. Yeah. It was, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I didn't understand why they had to make up numbers.
Yeah.
When they were all speaking English and then they just threw in alien numbers. Yeah. Like that was weird, but.
You know, it's a different game.
Yeah, it's funny. I get it.
Alrighty. Tyler, we will give you 45 seconds exactly.
Oh,
I'm kidding. No, Tyler read Fantastic Four number 603.
Yes, I did.
Do you find it fitting that not only is Spider-Man on the cover, he's turned around backwards, but Mr. Fantastic's ass is covering
that.
Him? What is he like Paul McCartney?
That is
Paul is dead.
That's a picture of the Human Torch he's covering, not the
So if you read this backward, it says Spider-Man is dead.
If you turn it, no, if you have to turn,
turn it upside down,
if you turn it upside down and ignore a few of the symbols in there, it says Spider-Man is dead.
Yeah, well, I did write Spider-Man is dead in big crayon letters. So. No, so if you're not reading the Fantastic Four and you haven't been reading the Fantastic Four since like 570 something,
you are 2/3 of the Probably Comics team.
And yeah,
yeah,
and you're not going to be able to pick it up now because basically Jonathan Hickman has been writing one huge story for 3 years.
Wow.
And he's been disguising it as a bunch of little stories that ultimately culminate into the arc that's going right now.
Wow.
So there's like, basically it's four cities that are important. Adelan, Lost Atlantis, Old Atlantis, I'm sorry, and then two other ones. It's the Kree, the Inhumans, the Celestials, and Earth are the four things that are going on right now. This book is Galactus fighting the Celestials.
Wow.
Doing well. And then the Celestials turn into like a Voltron thing and beat the shit out of him, and he falls down to Earth. And his falling to Earth and seemingly being dead is foreshadowed in the Mark Waid run of Fantastic Four.
What?
Yeah. And so the Kree retreat, because Supreme Intelligence, which remember is the last two of the Infinite Reeds put together.
Right.
Are leading the Kree, and they're like, we got to get out of here. The Inhumans, Black Bolt is like, let's go get them. So they all go. So all they have left is Celestials. Galactus falls. The Celestials start attacking Earth. Sue Storm, being the most powerful person in the Marvel Universe, puts a big shield up to say, because they're trying to kill Reed because they want to get rid of all the Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm.
And so she puts a big shield up, saves Reed. They get past it. Ben Grimm saves young Franklin, all this stuff.
Doesn't he always?
He does. Yeah. And then the Celestials go to do it again. And there's this soliloquy that's happening that's from one of the children. You don't know which one it is. And it's Sue remembering something they told her. And she's like really emotional. She can't save Reed, and he's going to die. And then at the last panel is Franklin and Valeria from the future coming in, and they're going to destroy the Sentinels because it's Franklin Richards. And
the Celestials.
Franklin Richards is going to destroy the Celestials because he can do whatever he wants.
Word.
And there's a point in this book where Valeria is like, Franklin, do something. And he goes, I'm not supposed to yet. That means that his future self is coming back to save everybody. It's fucking amazing. But it's like the when they collect the Hickman run of Fantastic Four into the Fantastic Four omnibus, it's gonna be insane. I love it so much. It's been great.
All right. I am thankful to be rid of Avengers Solo. this was.
Is it safe to say you had the exact opposite feelings that I had for Fantastic Four 603?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Just this was not great. You gave me no one who I really care about, and in the last issue, they threw in Iron Man to like give a little. Ooh, Iron Man's mad at Hawkeye, but yeah, Marvel's trying to say trust Hawkeye. Like, they're trying to subliminally put Hawkeye in a good light. And I don't know. I like him already. And I think he's pretty cool. But so that is done. Thomas and Tyler, I think, both read Deadpool number 51.
Why aren't you reading this, Link?
Because, I don't know.
Mistakes.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Though, every time you talk about it, I get really excited.
It's really fun. It's a lot more of a Deadpool controlling a gang war, basically, which trusting him to do anything like that, I think, is hilarious.
What's so funny is that he has the mental fortitude to deceive like four different groups.
Four different very smart groups.
Yeah. Like he's like, well, because the
and
whole
those groups
thing,
are
the whole his whole point is that he wants to die. Right?
Yeah.
Seemingly. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's the way the plot's going. Right. Is Deadpool's trying to die.
And they've got a serum that will take away his healing factor so that he can die. And he's got the X-Force looking for it under the guise that it's a threat to mutant kind. And then he's got Tombstone. Tombstone's the one who's
Tombstone's making
trying
it.
To kill him.
Right. Tombstone's the one who made it and tried
the
to kill
hand,
him. He's got Kingpin, and Kingpin owns the hand.
Right. But why? I don't remember why.
Why he owns the hand?
No,
or why
they're trying to kill Deadpool,
because he sends Hydra Bob in, to see if he can work for Kingpin to kill Deadpool, and so then Kingpin walks away and is like, "Nah, I'm just gonna fucking do this shit myself."
So then Kingpin and Tombstone are at odds.
Fucking Kingpin,
right?
It's oh man.
Yeah, like he's turning everybody against each other, and it's funny. It's he's playing chess, but he has no idea how to play chess.
Yeah. It's funny. They did that. He did play chess.
He's playing chess with Monopoly
himself.
Rules.
Yeah, he's playing chess with like his own rules and his own pieces. It's pretty great.
So, you know what? That's just going to get...
You don't want to do two Deadpool books in a
row? Yeah, no, I don't. Right. No, I don't. And I'm keeper of the stack.
Okay.
All right. Keeper of the stack.
I got no problems.
I am the stack keeper, and you are the key master. Green Lantern, New Guardians, me and Tyler read. Yeah, I want. I'm gonna need them to cut Kyle Rayner's hair. That's just a personal. Like he looks like an idiot.
I'm just
looks
over
like
it.
A hippie.
Like we're at issue 6 and they're not the New Guardians yet.
Yes, that's true. Like, and
speed it
you're
up.
Stupid.
We don't need that.
I think there's a big like they're trying to do it all at this. I don't know. I feel like there's something coming. with all the Green Lantern books now that I am reading them all.
All of them?
Yeah, I'm reading Corp. I really all like right. it. But something's coming, and it'll have to click.
Well, let's not have anything to do with Green Lantern, because they hadn't even said anything
yeah,
about it yet.
Yeah, exactly. But the world revolves around Sinestro. So, let's see. Venom, Circle of Four, Part 4. This is really...
a piece of shit.
Bad.
Yeah, disappointing.
I'm gonna reiterate my statement from last time and say, go fuck yourself, Venom, Circle of Four.
Well, go fuck yourself, anybody but Rick Remender. And, like, I can't wait. The only thing that was good about this one is it really, really made me say in my heart, I can't wait till Remender gets the book back, which is next issue.
I can't wait for this
right?
to be over. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not that if Rick Remender was writing the whole thing, I still don't think it would be good.
Well, because if Rick Remender was writing it, it wouldn't have anything to do with the Ghost Rider.
I agree. And that's something that's kind of... It's a Venom
Why
book,
did they do
and it's about Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really annoying me is all the focus is on her, and it's like, it's Venom.
And her story sucks. Yeah. She's like, oh, mommy, don't go into the giant pyramid of dreams. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was, oh, God. And yeah. It was all just a bunch of dream sequences. It was all like Newhart season 2. Am I right?
Nice. Newhart.
But, yeah, not a... In the we talked about this earlier, but the all hands in.
That was gay.
Yeah, let's cut a deal with Mephisto.
It sucked.
Sell our souls.
Yeah, it sucked. But then they were like, well, what do you want? Our souls?
Yeah.
And then Mephisto was like, I have them.
Yeah,
you're in hell right now. No, I don't. You stupid son of a bitch.
I think, by the way, when writing a deal with the devil, it is officially the writer's cop out to say, I don't know what I want now. But yeah. One day I will, yeah. Like, just come up with something for the devil to want.
He's probably like...
He's been thinking about it for a while, you know?
Yeah. Rick Remender was probably like, I'm not ever writing this character ever yeah. again, so don't even worry about it. Yeah. Just say something innocuous so we can get the fuck on.
I think we all got Avengers Academy number 25. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The last page was...
The last
Kinda
page
cool.
was pretty cool. I like the last page a lot.
I don't understand the last page.
It's 20 years in the future.
Has Jocasta, is Jocasta Big Brother? And if so,
Jocasta and
maybe
him.
She is Big Sister?
Well, okay, fine. But what
she
if
she has lady parts?
But why, like, why is Hank Pym wired into the whole world?
Because he's super smart.
And how is he helping
it's dystopian future?
But how is he helping the Avenger Academy kids while giant in the middle of this dystopian future controlled by Jocasta?
I'd imagine that we will find out in the next issue.
But probably not, because it's the Runaways.
Yeah.
Avengers Academy crossover.
Definitely won't.
Yeah. So that was...
It's going to be a reoccurring thing, I think.
But Gage really likes... Or no, he doesn't even write the words. Whoever's the words guy really enjoys... They give him really big bubbles. And
they
he
like speeches.
It's just
God,
so much
and it was like, I wonder if he was like... I wonder if he just read X-Men Schism.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, great idea. Let's do just panels of people's faces explaining why they will or will not go with the other team.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, God. I don't even know who these people are.
Like, yeah, that's yeah. who are half of them?
And they were like... I've got a criminal record. Is that cool? I was like, okay, stereotypical black character. Awesome. Yeah. Like, it was just...
Who happens to be called Power Man.
Yeah.
Avengers Academy just continues to be disappointing. It's got one or two
it
more
issues. When we first started, it was really, really good. And yeah. it's just not gotten better.
I think that he doesn't know what to do for the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he's just like, well, how about we all float on a cloud?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
So let's talk about a book we all enjoyed this week.
Yes.
And speaking of which, Rick Remender, Secret Avengers. Dude, he even moved his head.
Just
like
Tay Zonday.
Reverbed.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Oh, gross.
yeah, I can smell that shit.
Gross.
Ow.
Secret Avengers, number 23, yeah,
I'm just really
it,
tired of Hawkeye being such a bitch.
See,
Hawkeye was being a big
he
bitch
He was
the
being
whole time.
A bitch, but
me,
also,
me.
I
don't want Awesome Spider Guy on my team.
I loved this book.
I think it's important to... I think it is a good thing to think that for someone to have perspective that this is one of the worst villains of all time.
Father?
And no, Venom. That Venom is
yeah, Venom,
one of the worst villains, one of the scariest things that anybody's ever had to fight. And... just, you know, I'm the leader of the team, but just because Captain America said so, I have to accept. Like, I liked that there was a little conflict. I also, like Thomas and I were talking about, that McCoy put him in his
sure
place.
Yeah, he's just like,
go
yeah.
limp.
Yeah,
quit yelling.
I don't know
at everybody.
What to say about that.
Yeah, hey, shut the fuck up, bro.
Quit yelling at everyone.
Be cool. And then, like, new Ant-Man sacrificed himself to.
Oh, man,
that was awesome.
That was the last page was pretty intense.
He did really. It's like we've been asking ourselves for the last couple weeks, who is this guy? Why do we care?
Yeah.
He finally was like, I guess if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I'm going to do exactly what I should have been doing.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I have a question about Ant-Man, though. In order to go small, do you have to have something in front of your mouth? Because that seems to be the only difference in their costume.
No, it's to talk to ants.
Hence
the Ant-Man.
All right. I don't understand why Hank Pym can only go giant as Giant Man.
Because that's his thing.
Are the Pym particles different?
No, like, I don't think he can only go giant.
Yeah,
I think
he just
tends
go tiny,
to go
he just
more
like,
giant.
I mean, but wouldn't
why?
You?
Well, yeah, I guess. But why does he call him? I don't understand the distinction between Ant-Man. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, because Ant-Man talks to ants.
Yeah, I get it. But it's just weird. Like, it's just odd.
He uses his power to ride ants like horses.
It's not odd to anybody else that there's two people with essentially the same power, except for one can talk to ants just because he has a helmet on?
Well, I figure Hank Pym probably already knows ant language. Like, he doesn't even need to talk to me. He's been doing it for so long.
That's why he keeps the antenna, right?
Yeah. Totally. Okay. But this did get awarded Panel of the Week. So what did you do to get the Congressional Medal of Honor? Jim killed Hitler.
Yeah, Jim killed Hitler. It had it last time it came out, too, because it was Captain Britain getting shot in the mouth.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jim killed Hitler. Was good.
I feel like we just naturally are great at transitions.
I like Gabriel Hardman as well, if I can say so. I really do like Gabriel Hardman's art a lot on Secret Avengers. I think it's a very appropriate tone.
Nice and gritty.
For the subject matter.
I don't really remember noticing it, but okay. It's not bad enough. It's not bad.
Word. Uncanny X-Force, number 22, just stops or won't stop being awesome.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Hadn't missed. But there's like a Tyler Renaissance happening in comics right now, because we're getting like the Fantastic Four is fucking awesome. Captain Britain is everywhere. It's just a great time to be reading monthlies.
X-Force consistently amazing, always. Never bad.
Yeah, and then he's like writing Weapon 3, like a part of the new weapon, a new part of the Weapons Plus program. And his story makes total sense. And it was like a very deftly written origin story. It took like a page, and you were
talking about the Skinless Man, right?
Skinless Man.
Oh, man.
Weapon 3.
Fucking
and why he hates
terrifying.
And Phantom X double crossed the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And so now he's stuck in the other world with no skin because the Council of Captain Britain's deemed that was a fit punishment for him
to have
no
his skin removed.
And he used to be a barrister, so he wears that stupid wig all the time. Brilliant.
Phantom X has no face?
Yeah, he got his face ripped off.
And he's not in the preview for next time either.
Oh, no. So, I think, here, you want to know my prediction? Deadpool saves the day.
Sure.
Of course.
How does Deadpool save Phantom X, though? How does he deal without having being a face?
Gives him a little
get a
Deadpool
back.
Blood.
No, it's a Phantom X has a healing factor. If you just put the face back on him, it'll be fine.
He does?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
As long as Eva doesn't get terribly damaged, he can heal himself.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Which Eva is his brain.
It's his nervous system. Yeah,
yeah, it's his external nervous system. And he's got like three brains.
At least.
Three brains?
Oh.
Probably more.
Three brains.
Something else I remember from this book, speaking of the Skinless Man, that I love that's where the smart bullets come from.
Yeah, they came from Skinless Man.
Yeah, they are his skin.
Sentient bullets. And he hid them all over the world where he'll never find them.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, didn't he just use his last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. For the baby.
Deadpool Max 2, number 5. Thomas.
This one started off being really confusing, and then it turned out really funny.
Is he making
I had
with
to go
an
back
old
and,
lady, Madam Hydra? Is that what's happening?
No, that's Blind Owl.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, if you don't know much about the Deadpool canon, Blind Owl is one of many villains of his. But in Deadpool Max, she is the one who trained him and taught him to kill, and so they've snuck into the facility that she owns, the Deadpool as it were. And yeah, not a coincidence, guys.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
And so he pretends to be crazy, and you know, so she starts ordering him. Well, you know, he pretends to be like a her slave, and Hydra Bob's, of course, in there, and they've all got faces on that don't look like their real faces, and I don't know. It was clever. It was funny. I had a good time with it.
Cool. Magneto, not a hero. 4 of 4. That gets, I think, the meh this award.
Is, this yeah. is how the world ends. Not with a bang.
Yeah.
But with a whimper.
But with a whimper.
You know,
actually, that's not fair because the fight was really cool. Yeah, like, and he like pulled up that subway car to beat the shit out of him. That was awesome.
As Magneto is pulling people out, crunch.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And then, but he had there that was some lame, great stuff. The lame redemption moment at the end was that was kind of wham. But I mean, it was good. It just wasn't. I don't know. It needed more. He needed two more.
I think they could have done more with what they had. The last, the two middle issues were so weak that this. Fourth issue had to be really rushed.
Yeah, because it didn't, like, it just was like, oh, there's a rally for no more mutants, and Magneto's like, gonna be Magneto's gonna be taking it down, but it's not Magneto because he's pretending, and then Magneto's gonna come and save the day, even though all the X-Men could pretend, anybody could do it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But I mean, the fight was really cool. The choreography was great.
Yeah, there were moments.
Yeah,
there were moments.
It was neat. I'm glad that I bought all four of them.
Yeah,
I could live without it. But
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have cared if I didn't, like, if, you know, not knowing about it, it's not that bad, but it was cool.
Yeah, because it's totally inconsequential to anything else that's happening. Yeah. So, but it was good. It was all right.
So I'm interested in knowing, I know Thomas did not read, but I'm interested in knowing how Tyler felt about Aquaman number 6, because I dug it.
I'm lukewarm.
It was an all Mira issue. Yeah. Actually, Arthur never showed up.
Isn't it called Aquaman?
It is.
It's but that's his girlfriend. Yeah.
Not Aquawoman.
And, well, he did show up at the end because he's like, we're going to go find who sunk Atlantis. And she's like, uh-oh, because it was them. But it, like, we get like why Mira is supposed to be killing Aquaman. And she fell in love with him by accident, I guess. Yep. And Aquadog, and now they're a family.
Yeah, Stan was telling me that Aquadog made it in.
Yeah, because she's going to the store. The whole thing is her going to the store to buy Aquadog some food. And then the S hits the F at the store.
Yeah, and then the creepy...
the creepy store clerk, she like breaks his arm.
So creepy,
he
man.
Was pretty creepy.
Yeah, and he's like hitting on her and like touching her, and she's like, and she's she like, breaks his arm.
And then like she gets arrested and ends up near a murdering father. So it's somebody who murdered his wife.
A man who murdered his wife
and is coming back for the daughter. And she sucks the water out of him and is like telling him how long he has now been without water.
Yeah, she's like, you are half a day without water.
It was pretty creepy.
3 days without
3 days,
water.
Because that's, you die, right?
Yeah.
Like 3 days. And the police are like, and the daughter's like, please don't do that. He's still my dad and I have low self-esteem. So I'm going to be a stripper probably and my boyfriend will beat me later. But it was a solid issue.
And then my dad will have a turn.
It was
and then my dad will be my boyfriend.
It was really, it's important. Like it gives you context to how powerful Mira is, what her background is, her like her people, the water people.
Yeah, she doesn't talk to fish.
She's not an Atlantean.
No, yeah. She's a water person.
What's the difference?
Well, she controls water. Atlanteans can't do that. And her father is made of water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which means she's probably made of water.
All the number sixes, all the DC number sixes are filler issues, except for the Flash. But all the DC number sixes that I have been reading were fill-in issues. So this was a good one. It stands out as a fill-in issue for the DC universe. Mm-hmm.
Thomas, since we got that one, you get X-Men Legacy number 262.
It was neat. What's been going on here is Exodus, the X-Men villain who's basically got all the mutant powers. He's like, you know, crazy powerful, whatever. And the last issue, he showed up and basically was like, you know, this is bad for the mutant race. And if you get in my way of reuniting the X-Men, I'm going to kill all of you, which to me doesn't make any sense. But to him, it seems to. You know, when he gets his mind set on something, he's going to do it.
He's
and
like
if you get in
man.
His way, then, you know, he's going to whoop you. And so they basically tell him what happened, their side of the story, and so he decides he's going to go whoop Scott Summers' ass. So,
because most of X-Men Legacy takes place at the school now, right?
Yeah, it's at the school. So they're like, God damn it, now we got to go stop him before he blows up Utopia. Mm-hmm. And they think it's all our fault, and we get in another scuffle. Like, we don't want any part of this. We have to go take him out now. So they go out there. Of course, Rogue is an asshole and sends a delayed message to Utopia. So they're beating the shit out of Exodus, like, in the middle of nowhere. And then the last thing that Wolverine wants to happen happens, and the Gen Hope crew shows up.
Oh.
So Scott Summers has sent kids to be the cavalry when they need help,
right,
rather than sending, like, Magneto.
Right.
Who could just be like,
the Master of
Magnetism.
Yeah, they could send one guy.
It's too much iron in your blood.
Can you stop?
Yeah. Hey. They could send one guy to do what this whole team of kids could do. Yeah. But no, he sends the team of kids out. And so clearly there's tension.
Indeed.
But it was cool. I liked it a lot. I think Chris's Gage is doing a good job with it. And I like the cover.
Same guy's right, new
Avengers Academy. Hmm. And Angel and Faith, the Buffy comic.
Ooh.
Oh, lovely. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 7. You didn't like?
No, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just in awe. Like, it hadn't been bad yet. It's 7 issues.
Yeah.
Hasn't been
Bendis?
One.
He's
No, Brian Bendis can write some clunkers.
Well,
for instance, Avengers and New Avengers from
given his output.
That's true. Yeah. And is he writing like 100 books?
Yeah, he's pretty fucking proficient. Brilliant 3 is supposed to come out.
Never.
In like 2 weeks. No, first week of March.
Yeah, they remember the heartache of last time that was announced. To come
yeah,
out
but come on, bro.
I mean, I'm ready for it. Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 7.
Yeah.
So good. He's like, his mom clearly knows that he's Spider-Man somehow.
Well, I got the feeling that she thought he was whacking off.
Yeah, at first, but she saw his like video, like the video and stuff, and now he's like at the dinner table, he's like, "Well, you know, superheroes aren't really all that bad." And she was like, "He's Spider-Man."
Yeah,
I got
it.
And but his dad is like ultimate I hate mutants, like he's
Well,
like,
I hate metahumans
yeah,
at all.
Like
you know?
He's just being a dick about it because of Magneto. One little mutant drowns the whole city and he gets all upset. And it's him. He fights Omega Red, but he doesn't know why. And he has this really big existential crisis about it at the end of the book. He's like, maybe I should have asked him what he was doing because he just shows up and beats the shit out of him. And he's trying to figure out why he doesn't have Web because he doesn't realize that Peter Parker didn't either.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't figured that out yet, but I imagine the Avengers will help him with that.
But
or
he's
the Ultimates.
His ultimate goal right now is to find out he said I don't know what I can do.
Yeah, he's got Venom Punch, which is pretty awesome. It like shocks you when he punches you.
I think it's a lot like Spider-Woman's.
Yeah, it is.
That she has.
Or the Sting.
Iron Fist in general.
Yeah. And Prowler shows up in his costume, which looks great.
It does, but it looks like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like X-Force Deadpool. But that was good. That's his uncle, right?
Yeah, and so he's figured it out.
He knows.
And so at the very last panel is him saying, "Why, Miles, you've been really busy."
That'll be the end of the arc is them fighting each other, and it's going to be sad.
But good.
Because he'll probably kill
it. It's going to be a lot of sad uncle dancing.
Yeah.
So who read X-Men number 25?
We did.
Thomas and Tyler?
I'm done.
I'm tired of this fucking vampire shit.
Stop it. Like, I don't give a shit. And it
kill Jubilee.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, it from one book, from 24 to 25, the continuity's not there. It was like, well, where's Jubilee at? Let's go get her. Oh, we can't find her. Well, we found her. And I'm just like, well, how did you find her? And why is she back with the people that she ran away from last issue? I was like, I hate vampires. I hate them.
They're really loathe the vampire thing.
Vampires
I'm just not into
are the
it.
Biggest pop culture cop-out. It'd be like putting everybody in jellies in the 90s. I fucking hate vampires.
Yeah, and they show up so much in X-Men is the only thing. Like, they show up so fucking much, and I really just hate them.
Stop it. Nobody likes it, and especially at the end of the book when they try to force you to buy a vampire book, just like in
Justice League Dark number 6, which we're talking about now.
Poo-poo. Yeah. Poo-poo.
What, you didn't like it? Or you liked it?
It was okay. Whatever.
It was a number 6. Mm-hmm. This is DC mm-hmm. number six. And I got the best news ever tonight. Apparently, Jeff Lemire is going to come on at number nine to write it.
That's what I understand.
And clean
anyway.
Up the team and take all the bullshit off of it, like Shade and...
Yeah,
the
Shade, Mind Warp, and Dead Man are all going to leave
Warp?
The team.
He's the seizure guy who showed up
for a issue.
Yeah. Remember when I was trying to figure out who that was and you guys were looking at me like I was crazy? That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
That was like three or four. It doesn't matter.
But
it
yeah, so filler issue, and it's just basically them deciding that they're good. Well, them being told that they're going to be a super team. And then two issues later, it's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, they'll do this vampire thing, and then I guess they'll change writers.
Yeah.
I hope so, anyway.
Teen Titans number six was also read by, I think, the three of us.
I didn't read it.
Thomas doesn't read.
Okay.
That
by
book.
The two of us.
It was all right. I thought it was pretty cool. You liked it because Static Shock was.
Yay, Virgil. Yeah. I'm hoping, honestly, the best thing for Static Shock would be for him to be a Teen
Titan.
I'll
quit reading it. If that happens.
Well.
He needs to be their Beast.
I would talk people out of buying it if that happened.
If he was their Hank McCoy
at the store.
If he was their Hank McCoy or their Hank Pym, huh. Just realized that.
Hank and Hank?
That they're both named Hank?
Yeah, and they're both scientists. That's interesting. Anyway, maybe all the scientists Stanley ever met were named Hank.
Yeah.
If he becomes their Hank, that'll be fine. But if he's like becomes a team member, I'm out.
I'm intrigued. I think this Grimm guy is annoying. I want him to go away. But
yeah,
I'm intrigued.
That was so stupid. Yeah. And it did make it was like for two pages and then everything was fine. Like it was
honestly though, I'll take Static Shock if you can have Skitter. Get Skitter out and give me Static Shock.
Yeah, because Skitter was the whole reason that whole Grimm thing went down.
I think I am intrigued.
Is Superboy in this book yet?
He's not been in it a couple of times. He's not a member
him.
Yet.
Yeah.
He fought him last issue.
I thought he was a Teen Titan.
He'll be a Teen Titan in issue 20 when the Green Lantern New Guardians are the Green Lantern New Guardians. I am intrigued by the fact that Kid Flash is maybe an alien or something.
Yeah, that's true.
I accidentally saw the last page mm-hmm. where he was in the new cool suit.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that maybe he would like have gotten his bad alien memories back and they were going to end up fighting him.
But he's not.
But
he's
just
Bart Allen. He's not a.
I mean, yeah, but there's like a whole thing where they've got him in a blue suit and somebody's tracking him down and it's all these alien writing.
Future.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't know. But he's Bart Allen. I mean, he's Allen's nephew, right?
Yeah, Barry's. Yeah.
Barry's nephew. So I don't think he's an alien. But I like anything that has to do with the Flash because it's always about the like the Speed Force and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he had to like get that special suit made real fast so that he could not explode.
Yeah.
So it was. I mean, it was all right. It's number six.
All right. Thomas, right?
It is
New Mutants number 38.
Gee, three more, man.
New Mutants was it was fun. It wasn't like spectacular or anything. Basically, apparently at some point a while ago, Cypher died, and so he's having nightmares, and so they decide to go back to where Cypher died. And the premise for the arc seems interesting. Basically, they get infected with a virus, and Warlock, the what's left of the Phalanx, decides he has to quarantine them because it will infect the entire world and everyone will die if they leave the island that they're on. So now, how do they not have the virus and then be able to leave?
Yeah,
is sort of the question.
How do they not have the virus?
Get cured.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool. You know, whatever, it's fine. There's no evil rock bands, and therefore I like it a lot better.
Darn.
Evil rock
band. It is on the uphill slope.
Cool.
Because there are no evil rock bands.
Now, but this is one that you were initially going to just pick up for the
Regenesis.
But it's good enough to...
Well, that was sort of the point for me with Regenesis. Like, I wanted a jump point to see which ones I wanted
to
be reading.
And he has not dropped any.
I have not dropped any yet.
But X-Men is on the cusp.
Oh, yeah.
Adjectiveless.
X-Men...
It was so good before this vampire stuff, though, so I have to imagine when they're finally done with that, it'll be good again.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I want to stick through it, is just, you know...
That's what they
Venom
want you
was,
to think.
Venom
man.
Was really good. I'd drop the shit out of Venom right now if I didn't know that it was going to be good again.
They just want to keep you buying comic books.
Well, I mean, if the first issue after the vampire sucks, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. If the first one after that arc is not any better, then it's gone. New Mutants, if this arc just doesn't, you know, like make me jump for joy, I'm probably going to drop it.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of buying comic books that you don't want to in hopes that the next one will be good, Tyler and I read Superman number 6 just because why not read it since they're going to put a new creative team on book number 7. Thank God this stupid arc is over.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh my God.
It was like, well, Superman, he's in space, and Lois Lane's voice wakes him up from Earth.
But I don't even know where this bad Superman came from. Like,
It was some alien race that's mad at 5 years ago Superman. And so they came back,
find out about in issue 7 of Action.
Right. So they came back with 5 years ago Superman and took however long it 5 years I guess to become a fake Superman, somehow teleport original Superman into the space without anybody noticing.
Yeah.
And then Superman wakes up because Lois Lane's like, Superman, what's wrong? And then he's like, oh, I'm in space. And then he comes back from space and beats up other Superman. Yeah. Like it was so stupid. And how the DC editors were reading this going,
oh, yes. Yeah, let's do this. Let's put this.
Yes. I'd imagine they got to book 4 and were like, who wants to write Superman?
Yeah.
Because this guy sucks. Like it's the new 52. It's a whole new, you can do whatever you want, and that is what you chose to do.
Yeah, all
for 6 issues.
We realized that all the 3 different villains that he'd been fighting, the monsters of the week, they're all based off of his powers. So the first one is his heat vision. The second one is the X-ray vision, so he can only, or X-ray vision and super hearing, so he can't see or hear it. And then the third one is his cold breath. And it's like, really? That's what you have for us?
It's like it's the antithesis of Superman.
Oh, like Venom.
Yeah. Farts all around.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're gone. Spanish guy. I forget his name.
I liked Flash. Did you like Flash?
Yeah.
Number 6.
Is that Captain Cold?
Captain Cold, yes. And he is pissed.
Yes, and he's more powerful, which they didn't quite explain why he's more powerful.
Because he's pissed.
But basically, so Flash turned off all the power in...
The gem cities. They're like the twin cities, but
So Captain Cold's sister is in a coma, and she died because, or she is dying.
She had a brain tumor.
Yeah,
and she was on life support or something.
Which, by the way, that's very, very close to Mr. Freeze's.
It is. That makes sense. Origin. Captain Cold, Mr. Freeze.
But Flash learns that if he gets past like a certain amount of Speed Force usage, he will rip a hole in time and space.
Which he's going
to
do.
Which he's about to do fighting Captain Cold.
He's at like 96%.
Yeah.
Because every time he gets close to Captain Cold, he gets him cold, so his molecules slow down. So he has to power up more to go fast. And he can't, because he'll rip a hole in the space-time continuum, he cannot save his girlfriend who is on a giant ship.
It's like a Crab Shack restaurant that is made out of a boat.
Yeah, and Mr. Cold or Father Freeze, whatever.
Captain Cold.
Father Freeze.
He like
old man Winterstorm.
He puts it on a giant ice pedestal, and it falls. And Flash technically could probably help her, but he would also destroy the universe.
And listening to us talk about this, all of that sounds so ridiculous.
Oh,
and yet, it is a great comic book.
It was really fun.
Yeah,
Francis, man, and the art is still like nobody's
really
doing.
Oh
that kind
man,
of art.
That every. Title page
is
in Flash.
Amazing.
It's so, so good.
He's won best title page of all time as far as I'm concerned, in the one where he's like putting his costume on.
Oh, yeah.
He pushes the button and it's like the Flash. It was so good. All right. Y'all can talk about
And then Thomas and I are going to finish up the evening talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Kevin Eastman. And that's number 7.
And Tom Waltz?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're co-writing.
He writes in 3-4. Get it?
Yuck. This is our first look at Krang.
Yeah.
General Krang.
I think the design is great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I really like the sort of re-envisioning of how Krang is. I also like April O'Neil making Casey Jones do his homework.
Yeah.
What? His homework?
So they've basically made a barter. That he will teach her self-defense, and she will
tutor him.
Tutor him.
Is he a high school student?
He's a college student. He's at the junior college.
Yeah. But that was just a little eensy. But the Mousers attack the shit out of the Turtles.
Yeah, in the sewer base.
Yeah.
And it gets into...
There was a lot going on. There were like two or three different storylines going on, but they were all strong enough. I did not know that that Krang was from Neutrino.
Not I neither.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's where all his stuff takes place. And he talks about the Neutrino Liberation Front or whatever. Yeah. And that's a really, really silly group of characters that
are trying to discover the Higgs boson.
Physics jokes.
Neutrinos.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Everybody?
I mean, not actually, I don't really get it, but I watch enough Big Bang Theory that...
But yeah, either way, I really enjoyed it. It's some good Mikey Raff one-on-one time. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And some good, and you know,
and some good Donnie
think,
Leo
yeah,
one-on-one
I don't think there's
time.
Anybody that Leo doesn't
piss off.
Yeah.
He's a leader. He leads.
He leads.
Donatello leads. Does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
But yeah, if you're not reading this, mistakes. Yeah.
Sorry. Then you're one-third of the
then you're one-third
team.
Of
Well, thanks for listening to Probably Comics and our weekly segment, What's in the Box?
What's in the box?
If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Uncanny Tom, T-H-O-M.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at LinkZ2.
And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at DT Mills.
If you want to follow the show on Twitter, you can follow us at Probably Comics or check us out at facebook.com/probablycomics.
Or you can check us out at probablycomics.com.
This podcast is actually brought to you by Kingdom Comics and CBLs, Alabama.
Thanks, Dan.
And Albert.
Jason.
Roscoe.
Clay. Sandra the Namor Lady.
Sandra the Namor Lady.
Why do we thank her? She didn't do anything.
She doesn't even work there.